But when these things begin to take mixture, begin to mix, mingle with doubt and unbelief, faith and doubt and unbelief, they don't work. Gas is to be gas and water is water, although they're both liquid. Am I right? But when you mix them, they won't work together because they are not designed to do so. Sin and righteousness won't work together. So he has spoiled what's bothering you, what's trying to stop you, what's trying to overcome you, what's trying to hold you, what's trying to indict you, what's trying to confuse you. He has spoiled them. And light of his word lets you know they are spoiled. They are disarmed. They have been rendered ineffective against you. But without the word in you, just like without the gas in the car, it won't work. He also has given us instruction how to get full of the word. You buy a new automobile, they tell you how to change the oil, they tell you how to change the air filter, they tell you how to put the fuel in the car. Just, you know, show you the update, because you know it. About my wife's this Mustang. And that's been a talk. Well, she wanted, she got it. Praise God. When the church gave me this Lexus in 1997, y'all remember that? It had been 24 years ago, May come up be 25. It's a long time. She's still purring like a kitten. I thought it was something when I got it. I'm getting to the fuel part. One fella told me when I first got it, and I won't reveal his name, but he said, man, if I had a car like this, I'll sleep in it. I would never. But anyway, I thought it was something when I opened it. You push the little button on the inside, it popped the gas lid outside. And you go to it and you screw the cap off the thing and got a little hole and you put the cap in it. I thought that was something, man. Got my wife this Mustang, ain't got no cap. You just pop the lid, stick the hole in. Pull the hole out, it close up. Isn't that something? So, when we can follow the advancing in technology, in building machineries and equipment and appliance. 40 years ago, I didn't know what an iPad was. There it is. And we can move with the advancing in the field of technology, education, and all these areas. But here we have a world that we have been born into and we know so little about. We have precise, specific, clear instruction written in on paper that I say is anointed. that we can open it up and read it, and then we have on the inside of us a helper from the Godhead, personally sent by God at the request of Jesus to come and make his home in you. To explain, to reveal, to show, to tell, to show and make it known to you what he is saying, what he will do, and then back it up with his action. And when we hear these words, sometimes I think they fall on deaf ears. Having spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, disarmed them, disabled them, that they could not function and operate against you with what they did, what they are doing against the world. Too much of the time we join the world in our action and believing. Instead of holding on and standing on the word of God and say, God said it, and I refuse to be moved. Hallelujah. So, having spoiled them, disarmed them, making a show of them openly, that they have been rendered helpless. They are at your disposal. And too many times we allow him to bully us and let him put ourselves at his disposal. And that's not right. And our lives and our lives and our in our daily lives that we live in our families and homes and jobs and business and what we do, our going out, our coming in, we allow him to inflict upon us untold suffering, pain and hurt and disgrace and shame. And that should not be when we have been blessed by the best. When we ought to be riding and soaring in life over all these things, but we are under them, and that's the wrong place to be. Because he said, having spoiled them, hallelujah, having spoiled, having disarmed, am I right? Having spoiled principalities and powers, thank you, Jesus. He disarmed them, as I said, Amplified, as well as the classic, says, God disarms the principalities and power that was rage against us and made a bold display and the public example of them, triumphing over them in him and in the cross. Hallelujah. Go ahead and put up. How you want me to do this, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Put up Hebrews 2:14. He spoiled it. How did he do it? How did he do this? Hebrews 2:14. King James. Most of us have King James. If you're like me, you got a whole bunch of them. Amen. But listen, Hebrews 2:14. When you get it, oh, there it is. Thank you.